B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show.
That's my favorite.
Roy and Loren.
Kiss 95.1.
You know what's so funny about that? That was, like, our first year together.
I know.
Yeah.
You added it. Man, I did not.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I feel good. Feelings board. We have one in here. If you didn't know, our millennial producer, Aaron, has put together a feelings board and thinks it's important for all of us to talk about our feelings.
I think he's younger than a millennial.
I think
I am, actually. Yeah.
He's a generation, because millennials is like 80-something.
That's
through,
like me.
Yeah, me and you.
What are you?
I don't know. We all have a good name. Some of us call it, I think we're like iPhone generation or like
Generation
Security.
No, you're Gen something.
Generation Z.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Generation Z. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool.
Are you offended by Generation Z?
Yeah.
I hate Z. I don't want that letter.
My little snowflake.
Why does millennials still sound more condescending than Generation Z?
I know a lot of people that don't like the term millennial because they do think it's like...
Yeah.
Well, it's people use it in such a negative way.
That's true. I was just reading an article that said how to... Like, if you're a boss at an office, how to relate to millennials. And I was like, if you're the boss of the office...
You don't have to relate.
They need to relate to you.
Right.
No. Got to create a working environment that's conducive.
Yeah. If you're the boss of an office, like, before they hire you to be the boss of an office, you better have a plan on how to kick it with the millennials.
Yeah, but some bosses are so detached and, they just don't get it.
That's true.
How do you think a guy, Roy, sorry, we're jumping over to sports.
Let me put my headphones out.
How do you think a guy like Bill Belichick can relate to the younger players on his team?
I can tell you how. They bring him money.
But no, I just think he's such a legend that they already respect him walking in there.
I guess, because he's not talking about, he's not with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But he has probably a bunch of people underneath him that's with it.
Yeah, I guess. I think Loren's right, though. Like, they come in and they fall into the system.
Right.
He doesn't need to talk anybody into it.
They're so in awe of him already.
Yeah.
Because he's such a legendary coach that it doesn't matter.
You never read articles about how great millennials are, too. Like, there's never an article that's like, you won't believe what this amazing generation called millennials did.
Yeah. And you guys are out doing something every day.
I know. No one writes gives us good press.
Are you Generation X or are you a millennial?
No, I'm a millennial. I think I'm the older side of the millennial, and Roy is the younger side.
Yeah, I'm Generation X.
Are you?
Yeah, like the MTV generation,
So
the first round of Roseanne.
So millennials is 81 through 96.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, if you're born in 96, that means you're 21 and you can drink now, right?
Yeah, and you're a cusp.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Christian Nicole's a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good morning, millennials, Generation Xers, baby boomers, Generation Y, and Generation Z.
Who's Generation Y?
Look it up.
You are, right?
No, I'm Gen X, I think.
No, you guys are. That's millennials.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's right.
XYZ.
Yeah. That would be right. Yeah.
Oh.
Are you confirming?
Yeah. It's anyone aged between 20 to 35, born in 1981 through 94.
Okay, yeah. So, that sounds much better than millennial.
Yeah, Cole's Generation Y.
No, I like millennial.
I just did. You all went bitch.
Well, it's because we didn't know what it was. That's in so typical millennial fashion. Immediately go bitch over something without knowing the facts.
It is so millennial.
Proving it. You guys, did anybody in here play the Powerball?
No.
No, did that happen last night?
We are so jaded after that $1 billion Powerball with the lucky winner in South Carolina. It was up to its fourth biggest ever, and it was like nobody even knew. We didn't even talk about it yesterday.
No.
768 million dollars.
Did someone win?
One winner.
Oh, no way.
Last night's Powerball drawing has a single winner who has not stepped forward, but the ticket was sold in Wisconsin.
Oh, well, good. No, I'd have been angry if it was sold here.
Pick Loren, pick six numbers. I want to see how close you are to the winning. Just six random numbers.
I'll 24.
Tell you what, between 1 and 70.
1
okay, and 70.
24.
Mm-hmm.
56.
Uh-huh.
Can I do this too?
12.
I'm going to come to you next. 12.
58.
Uh-huh. Staying high.
33.
And what's your Powerball number?
7.
Okay, Roy, go. Same thing.
Okay. Wait, what was my range? I've already forgotten.
1 through 70.
Okay, 1 through 70. 16. Let's do 26. Let's do 37. Let's do 4. Let's do... How many numbers am I at now?
You're at 4, so okay. We need one more.
Let's do 2.
And then your Powerball number.
I don't know, 12.
Shut. You saw the numbers.
I didn't see the numbers.
What
this
did
cat
you get?
Got three out of the... You got three of them.
What did I get? None.
You got none.
Oh, I didn't see the numbers.
This is why I don't play the lottery.
I was guessing with you.
Check his computer screen.
I have millennials.
Oh, you
up.
Have it up.
This
I'm
is
just
millennials.
Kidding. Totally kidding.
The winning numbers... In last night's Powerball, were 16, which Roy got, 20, you said 26, 37, you said 37.
Oh, wait, so Lorraine got one?
No. Lorraine got none. She's out.
I'm telling you, that's why I don't play.
Oh, okay, so 16.
Okay.
You got 20, you didn't get, but you said 26. 37 was the number, you said 37.
What was the Powerball?
44 was the number, he said 4. 62 was the number, he said 2. Powerball was 12. He said 12. So what you should have played.
What did I win?
Nothing.
You didn't play.
Wait, would I have won something? That sounds like
yeah,
I lost.
Probably.
You could have won something. I think if you get three numbers, like, can somebody tell us?
If you get three in the Powerball, it's like a couple $100.
You got two in the Powerball.
You know what I always forget? Like, you can go up to, like, the high numbers. I never remember to go that high.
Well, a lot of people just have the machine pick anyway because it just picks randomly.
Yeah, quick picks.
I think the lump sum, by the way, of the one-time Powerball winner walks away with $400 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So congratulations to one lucky person in Wisconsin. It's in the big.
Well, that's good for them.
Yeah.
Now I'm upset. I could have won something.
I know. You did good, buddy.
He wouldn't have picked those numbers if he was...
I wouldn't have. I was coming up. That was the seed of my... I mean, I was just sitting here making crap up, dude.
Yeah, but maybe that would have been your thing yesterday. See, we need to play. We're bad at that.
We are. But I know people that, like, play the same numbers all the time, and, like, they're hoping one day their number's it.
Yeah. My friend's dad was obsessed with the New Jersey lottery. Like, there would be lottery tickets just laying around on the counter and stuff, and And then he had them highlighted. It would be like two numbers. We'd be like, is he bringing this back? Yeah, he won $5.
That's how my grandmother was, but she didn't play like the big one. She played like the pick 3 and the pick 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Roy, you should have played. That's all.
Well, I can't even tell you my numbers I can't even remember what I just said, so I don't even know.
Anyway, the original point was our feelings board put Roy up to a 10. I mean, my God, that was awesome.
Or a 2.
I don't know.
Now that you're talking about one.
Now I'm not too happy about it.
Our feelings board in here. What an event. Hey, we got lots to talk about. We'll tell you how much money you can win at 7 a.m. this morning with our 5 seconds to cash contest on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hold on. I don't have your mic up.
Oh.
No, because you were moving it.
All the hits because 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
You know who that was? That was Off Mike Roy.
Hey, we should bring him back.
Yeah, how's it going, Off Mike Roy?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Got a lot going on today?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and my buddy Squirrel.
Yeah, Squirrel. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to go hanging out today, and we're going to go mow the grass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a new weed eater I want to try out.
Ah, mm-hmm. Sweet. Hey, Off Mike Roy, you want to tell everyone how much money we have today in our 5 seconds to cash song contest?
Big money, $100.
But that was almost on Mike.
Oh, big money.
There you go.
$100. Did you start off?
Yeah,
that's good.
We're
good.
Hey, everybody, love you.
Off Mike Roy, everyone. There he is.
It's always good when Off Mike Roy gets to.
Yeah, he hasn't visited in quite some time.
I don't know why. He becomes very Southern. I don't know why.
Hey, $100, like Off Mike Roy said, for 7 o'clock this morning. You're shot to win $100. Well, Loren and I are doing something really cool tonight in Belmont. We are coming to Belmont, people.
Yeah, we're hosting Style Up Belmont. It's a fashion show with a bunch of boutiques in the area. Mm. We're really excited.
Yeah, and it actually goes towards it's a benefit for an organization called On Eagle's Wings Ministries. It's a nonprofit, volunteer-ran organization that seeks to prevent girls from falling victim to sex trafficking and offers assistance to those who are still trapped. And it's like a three-part process. They also try and help people who have survived.
Oh, that's great.
So that's happening tonight. For information, you can head over to Style Up Belmont.
Sounds like you were trying to find that one.
On Facebook. Well, I didn't know if it was a website or what.
Hey, listen, I was in that fashion show, and it took me about a month to realize what Carolina Breast Friends.
Yeah.
Because it's not Best Friends, it's Breast.
Right.
You know.
So initially, my wife's boss, his wife, they own a store called Jolie in Belmont, a boutique. Uh-huh. And so they were like, oh, maybe Amanda's husband, Maney, would host it. And so Mark, the husband, asked me, and I said, sure, I would. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, maybe Loren should help read the cards.
Because he doesn't know anything.
You just let Loren, do the fashion part of it and talk about the outfits, and you just kind of, keep the show moving forward. I was like, that is the best combination.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So
we're excited. The show starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you. I think maybe there'll be a Jonas Family appearance tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, they... Mr. and Mrs. Belmont up there.
Yep.
Right.
So we'll let you guys know tomorrow how I screw that up. I'm sure we'll bring back some audio to play. And speaking of tomorrow, we're at Dunkin' Donuts in Matthews.
Yeah, off of Fincher Farm Road, which I love that name.
Yep.
Me too.
So come hang with us tomorrow. If you're in the Matthews area, we coming to you.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So do you guys remember The Craft?
Yes.
It's getting a remake.
It's a witch movie. It was awesome.
No, I don't know that.
You don't?
No, I thought you were talking about Robert Kraft.
96, 95.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an awesome movie. And people were really excited about it.
I can't name one actress on it, but I could see their faces.
I'm trying to think who was
in the
original.
Is it like the Blair Witch Project?
No.
No.
It wasn't like a documentary kind of thing. It was actually scripted.
Okay.
So
it came out in 96. Neve Campbell.
Yes, Neve Campbell. That's who we're thinking of. So Justin Bieber had an interesting time in his hotel room. There was an unwanted guest in his hotel room in Los Angeles this week.
A cockroach?
No. Mm. A woman.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. Police were called. The woman was drunk.
Oh, you said an unwanted guest.
I bet that's what he told Ailey. Sweetheart, I didn't want her in there.
I don't know how she got in here, honey.
Man, she tripped in, and then I don't know what happened after.
We talked. Yada, yada, yada.
The woman claimed she entered the wrong room. She was drunk and roaming around the hotel, and then finally made it into Justin's room. The woman was caught by security. And held until cops arrived.
Oh, man.
She's been booked on trespassing. Justin Timberlake, he just revealed that he has a safe word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his?
I don't know what his is, but I know what his wife's is.
Okay, what's his wife's?
It's his whole name. It's Justin Timberlake. If she says Justin Timberlake.
That sounds
gotta
weird.
Gotta stop. You know what? I would imagine you would want to stop at that point because it kind of sounds like your mom is yelling at you.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise has banned Nicole Kidman from their son's wedding. I wonder how often that happens where parents just decide like, hey, I'm going to go, but you can't go.
Why?
Well, they haven't really seen eye to eye in years.
But still, what gives him the right? Who is he, the queen?
No, I mean,
you know what I mean, Roy? Like, what gives him the right to say you can't come?
Tom Cruise thinks that he's Tom Cruise and that he has the power over everyone.
Well, he has Scientology. I wouldn't mess with them.
Keith Urban could whoop that butt, though.
I don't think Keith Urban wants to mess with that crazy either. Mm. No.
Well, she just called Scientology crazy.
No, I did not. I did not. I called Tom Cruise cray cray.
Hang on. If you hear them, they're forming right now.
No, I did not call Scientology crazy. To each their own.
This is fun, you know? I really enjoyed it.
Anyway, that's your dirty.
I got this clip of some guy on the red carpet a couple years ago. Where it might have been, come to think of it, it might have been the guy who plays Borat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't think of his name right now.
I can't either.
But he squirted Tom Cruise in the face with a water gun, and Mike's picked it up. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
What's so funny about that? Hey, don't run away. I'm here giving you an interview and answering your questions, and you do something really nasty. You're a jerk. Yeah.
That's like, remember when Will Smith slapped the reporter because he tried to kiss him?
Yeah.
And the reporter went in for the kiss and Will Smith slapped him in the face. Yeah, don't do that.
Sacha Baron Cohen. That's
his name.
Was.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Loren. Hey, we got to talk about this. I'm going to hand this article to Loren and she's going to read it, Roy. Americans have, actually 66% of Americans in this new poll have a cringeworthy look or fashion regret from the past.
Oh, yeah.
That they can't even bear to think about.
We all got it.
Oh, my gosh. I want to hear yours. We all have them. Roy, you too, probably.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, we found this article from the New York Post, and I'm reading through it. And it starts off by saying that 66% of Americans have cringeworthy fashion regrets that they can't even stand to think about. And I'm looking at the list of some of them. Y'all, I'm not even kidding. I have done every single last one on this list.
Really?
No lie.
Okay.
No lie.
I'm sure I have too.
So just go ahead and imagine me.
Well.
In a pair of shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was also a big thing back in the 80s too.
I know, but these are all things that were like big things in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
And now people like can't stand to think about them. Although I think shoulder pads are coming back.
Shoulder pads? Are you talking about the football shoulder pads?
Kind of, but unfortunately in the 80s, women didn't have a prominent place in the workplace.
Okay.
So I watched a special on this.
Okay.
And so they wore shoulder pads to be more broad looking.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really?
So that they can match the style of a man. Yeah,
I was going to say they were in a lot of blazers.
Yeah.
And I still like that look. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is me. Dyeing your hair is another one that people can't stand to look back on. I guess maybe people have regrets of like certain colors. I've had every single hair color known to mankind.
I used to bleach my hair. In fact, I just posted a picture at Mania Radio on my Insta that is me and John Mayer that
maybe
my wife sent me, and I bleached blonde hair.
With frosted tips is amazing.
Yeah. I think at one point when I was a little kid, I had frosted hair.
I look like I'm in a boy band.
Yeah, it does look like a boy band.
A perm, which I've also had. Baggy clothing, loved it.
I hated that look, like the real baggy, overly baggy jeans, like in the 2000s.
See, I would wear the overly baggy jeans and then like the short, like the crop tops that were tight.
Mm.
It was like that Britney Spears phase.
Mm.
Gelled hair. Colored eyeshadow.
Wait, whoa. Go back to gelled hair. When did that stop?
Yeah, no, I think it's for women. Like when women used to scrunch their hair with gel.
Oh, I was going to say, I think
guys have to. You guys are okay.
Okay.
Colored eyeshadow, skin tight jeans that you had to work so hard to put on.
That's not in style anymore?
No, actually, skinnies are like going away a little.
Oh, well, really?
I mean, they'll be in style, but there's a new style coming out, Amanda told me.
And skinnies back then didn't have the give in them that they do
really?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had to like fight with them to get them on. Hair curlers that did nothing, which I remember setting my hair, then like 10 minutes later it would fall.
So this is speaking to you.
It really is. Bangs definitely was a banger. I had bangs.
Yeah, I think
Do you remember, or you remember Bang the Lorraine?
I do remember a banged Lorraine.
Roy said that to me one time, and I was like, what? You banged
all I heard was, I remember a banged Lorraine, and I was like, huh?
I banged hair.
I was like, I don't remember that, Roy.
Yeah,
so these are the poor fashion choices people made, and they don't want to look back on anymore.
Couple text messages coming in from 410. They say a mullet
in high
school.
Ooh,
a moulet.
Mm-hmm.
240 says trip pants, chains and all.
What's trib pants?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
I used to wear shorts that like went past my knee.
Yeah. I think the trib pants were the really baggy ones.
Right? Oh, these.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know, I used to see a bunch of the skaters or goth kids wear them. They're like black pants with chains on them.
And zippers.
Yeah.
And I think I know someone who might have had this look before. Oh, Nicole.
Yeah, I think they look pretty cool.
Have you ever worn those trip pants with, like, the zippers on the sides and the straps and stuff?
She's smiling.
I can honestly say never in my entire life have I ever owned a pair of those.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like you would have lived at Hot Topic back in the day.
I didn't even go to Hot Topic till I was, like, in high school.
Even the model looks a little like Biebs.
No, he doesn't. He has brown hair.
All right. Settle down. He's just trying to do a show.
He's just young and had a hairstyle.
All right. Is that
thin
all of them?
Eyebrows. Oh, somebody just texted in. 980, you are living for this topic because those thin eyebrows that we all plucked, some people can't get them back now, and that's not in anymore.
Ooh.
I know. I remember my sister just looked like she had a pencil.
Janko jeans.
Pencil line above her eyes.
Mom jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Janko jeans were those those are the big
those are the
wide
ones I would wear with the little crop tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put that list up at kiss951.com. Of course, you can go check it out, too, on the Kiss95.1 app. And by the way, got a new car yesterday.
Ooh. You did?
Yes.
Wait.
I got a new car yesterday.
Yeah, it's parked.
It's here?
Yes, it's downstairs. It's parked.
Okay.
But on the Apple Play, when you plug it in, the Kiss95.1 app now comes up on the screen.
Oh, yay.
That's cool.
So you can listen to us in your car.
Yes. You can stream us day or night, and you can listen to the MRL Show podcast right from your car if you have Apple Play.
Okay. Very
cool. How cool is that?
Very
so check
cool.
that out. Still to come. You know, it is wedding season, and I feel like we're finding more and more stories about bridezillas. And the Bridezilla Chronicles continue. We talked about on Monday on the show how a Bridezilla didn't want to pay a photographer who wasn't taking pictures up to her standards. Now there's a new Bridezilla who threw someone out of her wedding. Wait to hear who it was. We'll tell you in under 5 minutes on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But we are the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And this bride, I don't know if you guys saw this, but she kicked out someone from her wedding, and this has to be the ultimate Bridezilla move, and I'm so upset. And there's two sides to it.
Okay.
So let me try to tell you what happened. There was a Marine with formal wear, complete with medals, and she kicked him out because she felt like he was trying to show off.
What? What?
Yes.
Well, that makes no sense.
What?
I
was at that wedding, I would have left with him, I think.
Since the wedding was a black tie optional, the bride felt it wasn't appropriate, adding it seemed like he was trying to show off. He was well-mannered and a complete gentleman, but she couldn't help but notice the amount of attention he was getting. Young girls wanting to take photos with him and people thanking him for his service. She said it felt like the only reason that he wore it was to be in the spotlight and make it about him, which I don't think you should do at someone else's wedding, so that's why she asked him to leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there any level on that you can understand that he might have been using it?
Now, other military people have chimed in and said that...
I think it's the rudest thing I've ever heard.
Said that the guy was in the wrong for dressing in his uniform, although they don't think that she was right for kicking him out.
Why do they say... any reason why they said he was wrong?
A sergeant said that you have to be a special kind of a-hole to wear a to wear it to a non-military wedding without specific permission from the couple.
Oh.
Because this wasn't a military event or a military wedding,
there was no reason for him to wear his blues.
Yeah. And so you know, another military person said that he probably tried to wear it because he was trying to be a chick magnet.
Yeah, probably.
I don't care, though. I think that's okay, honestly.
I do too. Like the sacrifices that person has made in their life for your freedoms, and then you're gonna kick them out of your wedding.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at it from the other side, and I can't. I'm with you, Lauren. That guy
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Fought so that Al-Qaeda didn't make you not have a wedding here. We won. thanks to him.
Yes. But not taking a side here.
I like that.
Really? Because you sound like you're about to take a side.
No, go ahead.
Although that's true, I don't think that she wants people to be thinking about that at her wedding. That she wants people to be thinking about her at her wedding.
But do you see how selfish that is?
Yes, I
for
do.
For somebody to... Yeah. I literally would have left the wedding with him. And I'd have taken a bunch of people with me. And then nobody would be at your wedding.
Just like Jerry Maguire.
Who's coming with me?
I'll go, but after the food.
Yeah.
Can I get two more drinks?
It's an open bar, bro. I'm not
that
leaving.
Would be me. I'm in, but give me like 20. I ain't walking out now. That's kind of how I feel, too, about, like, you know, you hear celebrities down in, like, Columbia or Charleston. You hear Bill Murray shows up at people's weddings. And the bride's okay with it. Or Taylor Swift shows up at people's weddings. And the bride seems to be okay with that. And that's the same exact thing.
No, that's different to me.
How?
That's different to me because that person didn't give up. Like, Taylor Swift...
She's
a celebrity. And she downplayed it, which is cool. Like, she didn't... When she went to her best friend's wedding, she didn't try to, like... She walked right past the press. She didn't want to be part of it. She didn't want to draw attention. But that person, regardless whether they were trying to draw attention to themselves or not, has given up so much for our... Like, for us to ask them to leave your wedding,
Okay.
It's awful.
I totally understand that. And I think Roy and I agree.
Could you ask him to go change? Would you think that'd be strange, Lauren?
I think that is the better option of the two if it made you that uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But either way, I think it's very rude. I don't know.
I think it's not like he's wearing a white dress.
It's not like two people are at your wedding in a white dress.
No, but people were, if she felt like he was at all taking the thunder away from her and her husband on their big wedding day, I could see where she gets irritated, but I would never throw him out. You know, hey, ladies, one picture per hour with him. But back to my other point, though, is if Taylor, I'm not talking about Taylor Swift going to a wedding that she was invited to. These celebrities do drop-ins at weddings.
Oh, yeah, like Maroon 5 did it.
And,
yeah.
And I'm telling you, Bill Murray does drop-ins. Taylor Swift has done a drop-in at a wedding before.
But these people are fans, though.
So why are they okay with that? Because you know what? People at that wedding aren't going to remember Mary and Rob.
Right,
exactly.
They're
going to remember it as a wedding that Taylor Swift was at.
Yeah, we just got a text message from Kayla from Concord. She said that she's getting married in April and that she asked her sister's boyfriend to wear his dress blues because she thinks they look handsome.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
I tell you, they do know how to wear a uniform. Really do.
Oh, that like fires me up this morning.
I got another text message saying I'm a former Army and there's nothing wrong with wearing it. Most of us don't have formal wear besides our dress blues.
That's a good point too.
No rule saying that we can't wear it to a wedding.
That's a good point too.
Yeah.
So
I think it'd be great. I would want them to wear it.
Well, now that we're in wedding season and with social media just moving things and stories coming so fast, we'll continue with the Bridezilla Chronicles probably right through the summer.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Brand Morning Show.
So producer Nicole is in the studio with us, and maybe you don't know, but Nicole came to us 2 years ago with her longtime girlfriend, and they moved down here, and they lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when was it? Was it just before the holidays or just after the holidays when we came back from our vacation? Nicole came on the air and said that she had broken up with her bae.
Right.
But here's where things get sticky. You still live together.
We do. Mm-hmm. Our lease isn't up until the summertime, and she's actually going to be moving. She just hasn't done it yet.
Right.
Which causes us to live together.
And you haven't moved out.
Right.
I mean, because people can say the same thing, like, hey, she hasn't left, but you also haven't moved out.
But you're going to stay after she leaves.
Right. And, like, mine's more, like logistical that why I haven't moved out. Like, I have other things to, like, put in order before I sign a whole new lease and
why
not? Okay, this is from something called Mel Magazine. And
sounds legit.
It's how do you continue living with your ex with a question mark? And they say, okay, so you moved in with your boo, but now it's not working out. But you can't just up and move. You got to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to end up living with someone who you broke up with for some time. And these are some of the things. And what I thought we would do, guys, is just yell them out and we'll see how she's handling it, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So expect it to totally suck for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course it's going to suck. By the way, I think if Sterling and I broke up, I don't know if we'd be able to live together.
Oh, I couldn't live with Dallas.
Our saving grace, and like, I know, Roy, like, you have a one-bedroom, but, like, our saving grace is that we have a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay, yeah, because I have one bedroom, and I'm like, I couldn't.
So that's literally our saving grace, is that our apartment is big enough to have our own areas.
Well, this is the next thing. Create realistic boundaries. So you're not in each other's business all the time. You got to do that.
Yes. And now,
how does that work? That would be the most difficult thing for me, is that when you're on the phone or she's on the phone, you're listening what's going on, who are they going out with?
We do, like, we're very... I mean, by no means, like, in any of my DNA do I have ill will towards her or dislike her.
Of course not.
So we are able to have...
Us either, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. But, like, we have...
Right.
Like,
for a while, I was like, who am I going to pick in the breakup? I don't really pick sides.
Anyways.
Neither one of you really worked us for your love, by the way.
One cares about us.
There's no lunches, no gift cards, nothing that says, hey, side with me.
Okay, well, which one do you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I know you.
Fair. Yep. But, like, we both have a lot of respect towards one another. So, like, if she gets a phone call, she'll step outside. And now we've gotten to the point where, like, we can sit down at the end of the day and, like, watch TV together.
Really?
Oh,
cool.
Wow.
Sitting next to each other?
No, we're on different sides of the couch.
Okay. Don't sleep in the same bed. These are when you're living with an ex.
Correct. Don't do that.
Okay. No one's on the couch.
No, we got two bedrooms.
Agree on times when you can each have the place to yourself for a while.
You know... she travels a lot, and she's got, she's not from here. So, like, her family lives elsewhere, and she's got friends that live elsewhere. So she's been traveling a lot, which gives me time.
You guys haven't had to do that.
Right.
If you were both in the same city, you would have to schedule time in the apartment.
Right.
Be civil. You don't want this temporary situation to be a constant argue fest. I think you guys are doing that okay, aren't you?
Yeah, I would say 8 times out of 10 we're able to be civil.
I was going to say, I'm sure that's an up and down when you live with an ex.
It is. But it also, like, depends on moods. Like, there's days where I can't control her having a bad mood, so I might catch a little bit of that, and vice versa. Like, there's days where I just, you know,
you're sick of us and you go home and take it out on her.
Yeah.
Is there any jealousy between the two of you think? Like, who were you talking to? Who were you out with last night? Where were you? Are you guys over that?
I think it's hard not to.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely not, like that exists. I think we, like, try to be as good about it as we can.
Because let's be honest, you guys are long-term. This is not just a new dating thing. They've dated for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, four years.
Yeah, for years. But, like, let's say now, do you still split chores? And then how do you handle that whole negotiation?
Yeah, I mean, like, we still do the same things around the house that we did.
I mean, you're like, dishes. Lauren, you could clean up the dishes from time to time.
We've never had to worry about that. Like, we're both cleaners. We both, like, clean apartment. So.
I hate doing the dishes. Sterling's very nice enough to do the dishes.
I got to give it to both of you because I don't think I could ever live with an ex.
I mean, trust me, it's not like I'm recommending it. I'm not endorsing it. But, it's one of those things where, like, you know, home is, like, such a sacred, like, place to me. Like, especially if you've had, like, a day. Like, I just need to be in the right headspace for a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
So I have to do what I have to do for my sanity, or else, like, my mental health is going to go way down.
I'm just not mature enough. Like, if I was miserable, I'd make us both miserable.
I would fight about the thermostat.
Right.
I'd fight about that.
Over the past 6 months, I think that I have matured way more than I thought I would.
Okay. So there's two more on here.
Oh, boy.
And they're big ones.
Ooh.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and I'm going to ask you these two.
Is she going to be angry with us or whatever you're going to say?
We got a long day.
No. You're not going to be angry, but I think there's...
You're not going to be happy, but...
One of them is name all the people you guys are both hooking up with. No, I'm joking. It says there's two on here that I do want to get to with you, though. And I think they're big. All right? So everybody wait 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
we're talking about how it is to live with your ex. It has to be so difficult. So can you turn her microphone?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there she is.
So we want to welcome our executive producer, Nicole, who's currently living with her ex.
Lucky me.
So this article is perfect, and I'm glad we have you here because it came from Mel Magazine, and how do you continue to live with an ex? And there's two left that I think are big. We already went through some of these. Don't date other people, they say. But that's got to be hard if you're living with an ex for a couple months.
That's impossible.
You're going to stop your life?
Right.
I would say if you have plans on trying to get back together, if you're working it out, then don't date other people. If you're on a break, but you have plans to get back together. But if you're done and done.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think neither of us can honestly say that we're not out.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, I don't understand that comment. That you're not
out dating?
Like, we're both out dating.
Oh, okay.
Talking to you.
But I can say in the beginning, like, that was not even a thought at all. And then it just kind of happened.
For both of you at the same time, almost.
Right.
Yeah, that made it easy.
Yeah.
And then the last one is don't do the casual hookup. When you're living with an ex and you're breaking up and you're ending things, don't do the casual hookup. And be honest with us. Has that happened since you broke it up?
It has not.
Okay.
No. We have not since. No.
Is that why you sit on separate sides of the couch when you're watching TV together?
No, it's just. Do.
Have you slipped into the friend zone? You guys are overall comfortable. You and Lauren are comfortable living with each other, broken up. Like,
I wouldn't say we're comfortable. Like, I mean, every day is a new struggle. Some days are better than others. But I think at the end of the day, out of the last 4 years, we have enough love and respect for each other that we will get through it.
But okay. Are we going to be friends like after you both move out? Or is this just like we go our separate ways and
I don't know.
Wish you the best?
I think there will definitely be a lot of space, but like if she ever needed anything or like reached out, like I don't think I would, to put in perspective, dead her like I have other exes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, there she is, everyone. A look inside producer Nicole's life living with an ex. It's not easy. Thank you for answering those questions.
Okay, bye.
You're excused.
Okay, bye. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Speaking of exes, on the heels of Pete's whirlwind engagement breakup with Ariana Grande, we know that he's now dating Kate Beckinsale. But she says that she doesn't care if people like her in the eyes of his fans. She also says that dating him comes with a bag of mischief.
Oh, a mischief. What's he getting into that's so mischievous?
He does seem mischievous, though, to me. But they both do, kind
of. Yeah, but like... like doing little childish pranks.
Yeah, she says that the surprising thing is, though, that everybody cares about her dating life. Like, she's not used to that.
Okay.
And, you know, that just comes with being his new boo. All right, so we have a Charlotte resident that's going to be on The Bachelorette this season. His name is Ben G, and we'll get to see a lot of him starting on May 13th on ABC. He's 30 years old. And although he's not the oldest one on the show, he is, I guess, towards the higher age bracket.
Okay.
Everyone says that he's a really sweet guy and you'll love his heart. He's so genuine and amazing. So we'll get to watch him this upcoming season. Meanwhile, last season's Bachelor winner, Cassie, is moving to Los Angeles so that she can be closer to Colton. No proposal just yet, but she did reveal that she's going out there for grad school and also to be closer to him. Matt LeBlanc, he told us about a situation that he had with Sharon Osbourne, and he met her after the Golden Globes in 2012, and he was a huge fan.
We had that audio loaded in the nick of time by producer Nicole.
Wonderful.
What a champ.
I run into Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, my God, such a big fan of your husband's. He is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what she says to me with a completely straight face. She didn't take any time. Like, immediately she goes, oh, that's great. Maybe after this you come back to the house and we'll have a threesome.
Sounds like Ozzy's into it.
I couldn't tell.
That's awesome. Right, Ozzy? I mean, you'd be into having Matt LeBlanc come back. Sounds like a yes to me. God, Sharon Osbourne is awesome.
She's so funny. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom fans are still excited about their engagement, but don't expect them to walk down the aisle anytime soon. An insider said that they've started planning their wedding, but they're in no rush to get hitched. Both of them have been married before, so this time they want it to be different. That is your dirty.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. Yesterday was a big celebration. We had confetti cannons and champagne and necklaces because she beat her big all-time record. She now has 73 straight wins.
And today we're over. Today's a new day.
Yeah,
who cares
about your record now?
We can take you down now.
Preferably, just stop the madness, please. 704-570-9595. Take Lorraine down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Chrissy, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Awesome. Chrissy, ready to lose, I hope.
Producer Nicole said that we spoke with you yesterday about your school late in the show.
Yes.
So, okay, here's what we'll do. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine, and then we're going to try and help you out, help get your school a big pizza party, okay?
That sounds amazing.
Win or lose, we'll discuss it.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
All right, Chrissy, let's do this.
All right. Get out, Lorraine.
I'm going.
Lorraine, putting her headphones down, leaving the studio. Miss 73 wins, has slammed that door shut. She can no longer hear the questions. It's only you and I.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Justin Timberlake revealed that his full name is his wife's safe word. Who is his wife?
Jessica Biel.
And Game of Thrones is back in a few weeks. What network will we be watching that show on?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say...
Three.
It's on HBO.
Two, one. Okay, question number three. We're going to be hosting a fashion show tonight in Belmont. What famous music family calls Belmont home?
The Jonas Brothers.
And question four. Even during all of the resurfaced video drama Cardi B is going through right now, her husband and baby daddy is showing support for her on social media. His name is...
Three.
Two, one. No answer there. Okay, no problem. Let's see. Question four. Woodstock was just announced their new lineup, and it's gonna be awesome. There's a pop star who most recently dated G-Eazy, who's going to be headlining the show. She also revealed she has a new album in the works. Who is that? What's her name? Three. Two.
Hobby.
Oh, come on in, Lorraine.
All right. Yeah. Chrissy got four correct.
Okay.
It's not horrible.
No.
Four correct. Justin Timberlake revealed, Lorraine, that his full name is his wife's safe word.
Yeah.
Explain to everyone what a safe word is.
That's not a real question, is it?
Good luck. Remember, kids are in the car. Anyway, we want to know what his wife's name is.
Jessica Biel.
Ooh, that's correct. Ooh. 1-1.
Game of Thrones is back in just a few weeks. What network are we going to watch that show on?
HBO.
That's right, 2-2.
And we're going to be hosting a fashion show in Belmont tonight. What famous music family calls Belmont home?
The Jonas family.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
And even during all the resurfaced video drama Cardi B is going through right now, her husband and baby daddy is showing support for her on social media. Who is he?
Offset.
That is correct. No answer from Chrissy. It's currently 4-3.
And Woodstock just announced their stage lineup, and this pop star who most recently dated G-Eazy is going to be headlining it on Sunday. She also revealed she's got a new album in the works. Who are we talking about?
Halsey.
That is correct. Final score of the Rand, 5-4. You win.
You have not missed a beat, my friend. 74 Ooh. Wins.
Chrissy, I'm so sorry, but you know what I want to hear.
You win, Lorraine. You win. I lose.
All right. For the real quick,
but Chrissy actually wins too.
She does win. She's about to win, I think, because Roy, Lorraine, and I spoke with you yesterday because you were wanting to play the 5 seconds to cash game so that you could win $400 for what cause, Chrissy? Tell everyone.
I work at East Elementary. I'm a fourth grade teacher, and we're trying to have a big field day for our school, and we would love to have some kind of contribution to go towards it. So we're trying to win the money to possibly bring pizza or have a, you know, inflatables or something big. So
Yeah, you want a fun field day. Feed the kids, do some fun outdoor activities.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of fun to go towards it, so anything will help.
This amazing person, this amazing teacher, was willing to take the winnings if she called and won 5 seconds to cash, which, by the way, she didn't. Somebody else did, but she was going to use that money to give her kids a field trip. What we found out yesterday, Chrissy, through our text messages and social media, is that people want to help you.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who wants to donate. I'm sure there's a lot of companies, a lot of pizza companies that are listening, and they want to get involved. People want to make this field day happen for the kids.
That sounds amazing.
So we're going to do everything we can on our end to help put this together. Maybe we'll get an inflatable place out there. Maybe we'll get some more people to come help, let the kids have a fun time. But if you want to help out, and that's the thing is, we're not even asking you. People are just coming to us. Mm-hmm. We just want to tell you that if you want to help out Chrissy and the amazing kids at what school is it again?
It's East Elementary, and you will make these kids stay life. They will be so excited.
Okay.
Find a way to reach out to us either through text at 704-570-9595 or on our socials at the MRL show, and we will figure out a way for you guys to help us.
Yeah. Let us know if you own a business or if you just want to contribute. We're gonna pull this field day together for the kids, okay?
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. What date are you looking at, Chrissy? When do the kids need to have this field day by?
We're looking here at the end of May, I believe.
All right, okay. That doesn't work for us. So let's go ahead and just...
Sorry.
Totally kidding.
Plenty of time, Chrissy. Thanks so much. Thanks for what you do for the kids.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing. Okay, thanks, Chrissy.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Good.
We got to get down to War of the Roses. Brittany and Carson. This time, Carson wants to check to see if his girlfriend Brittany is cheating, but we find out that Carson is the one that's creeping around. And we'll tell you what we mean by that with an all-new War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
We typically have the ladies call in to check on their boyfriends, but Carson, what makes you want to check on your girlfriend?
She's got a new pair of Jordans.
Okay.
Like sneakers?
Yeah. Nice pair of Jordans. Okay, but she doesn't have the money to buy them. She goes to college. She's a student. She works as a barista. I know that she doesn't have the money to get them.
Could her parents have bought them for her?
Right. Yeah, I mean, maybe one of 100 people might have done this for her. That doesn't mean that she's cheating.
No. I've asked her about it. She's being standoffish about it. She says that she has the money, and she leaves it at that.
How long have you guys been dating?
Gosh, probably 2 years now.
Okay, well, maybe she's got a side hustle.
Carson, we're going to need more than that, dude. What else do you have that makes you think that she's cheating on you? Anything? If not, we're going to move on.
This was around 12:15.
Okay.
I text her saying, I wanted to hang out. Okay, she lives right down the street. She didn't answer my text. Okay?
All right.
So, I go over to her house. She lives with her mom. And I walk around, I can see her bedroom light. Her bedroom light is on, okay?
Okay.
I go for the window, light immediately goes out.
Like, it was off talking. Or it was on?
It was on and then they immediately turned it off.
Yeah. Yeah, the light immediately goes out.
Like maybe they saw you?
Yeah.
Well,
I can hear people talking.
Yeah, they were probably scared because it sounds like you were doing some creepy things.
Trying to break in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, lucky they didn't call a cop.
I was there.
You think they knew that you were there? Did you hear a man's voice?
I can't say that it was a man or a woman, but it sounded like hushed tones, knowing that they had been found out.
Like whispering.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then what did you do?
Well, I like her mom a lot. I like her neighbors. I just wasn't going to cause a scene.
I mean, do you see that your evidence is, I don't know, circumstantial?
I don't think so. I mean,
all right, what do you guys think? Should we do it?
I guess. If he wants to do it, I'll do it. I just don't know that that's...
Yeah, forget the Jordans.
I just want to call her and see if she saw him creeping around in the yard.
That's true also. All right. I mean, forget the Jordans. To me, that could be anybody who bought her Jordans.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't send them to you and she sends them to somebody else, then I can see where maybe you tie it in. Well, maybe this new guy bought her the shoes. But let's find out, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brittany, please.
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is we're a brand new gift company and we're trying to get our name out there. So we're calling a couple people, just cold calling to see if you would like a romantic man package to send to someone you love.
I don't really want to, like, give my email or anything. I don't want to be spammed or...
Brittany, you don't have to do any of that. All that we're asking in exchange is that you tell some people about our services. It's just a little grass marketing roots campaign that we have going on.
This sounds really sketchy.
I know, it does sound a little crazy, but it is free, and it comes with a bottle of champagne, dinner for two, and some cigars as well. So if you have someone you'd like to share the package with, I can take their name and then call them next and let them know that the two of you will be sharing that package.
Okay. All right.
All right. Who would you like to share this package with?
Send it to Aaron.
All right. So we're going to be calling Aaron next. Aaron.
Brittany.
Hello?
Aaron.
Brittany, that's your boyfriend, Carson.
Yeah, you're on War of the Roses.
Why?
It's War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters on the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Brittany, is it Aaron?
Remember when you said it sounded sketch?
Yeah, and I was so right.
So
who's Aaron?
He's my best friend, Brittany.
Yeah, Carson. God.
Are you cheating with your man's best friend?
We've become close friends recently. Carson's just like out of his mind all the time, doing really odd things, and like Aaron's kind of picked up on it too. We've become like close. Like, I wouldn't call it necessarily cheating because nothing's really happened yet. But yeah, I mean, sorry. You've been so out of your mind.
Brittany, enough has happened for you to send flowers to him, Brittany.
Brittany, what do you mean by out of your mind?
He's just, like, accusing me of all these things all the time. And
like,
it wasn't,
of cheating?
And I understand that looks bad, but genuinely, like, nothing was going on. He, like, pushed me away.
Are you cheating on your boyfriend with Aaron?
It eventually happened, yes. But
why wouldn't break up? Why wouldn't you just break up with Carson?
I don't really have to tell you guys over the radio, to be honest with you.
No, you know what? You really don't. But you're honestly an awful human. If you can think that for a second, it is okay for you to be in a relationship with someone, and because you're not happy with the way it's going, I'm going to go sleep with other people and test the waters. And then when I figure that out, then I'll break up with them. That's not what you do. You break up with them.
Thank you so much for the lecture.
Good. I'm glad. Maybe you can pick something up from this.
You end it
something.
With Carson, and then even if you do end it with Carson, you break all sorts of codes by messing around with his best friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other thing.
That's on him. That's not on me.
Brittany, let me ask you this. When Carson said there was a night where he was going through the yard and your light was on, and he felt like you guys saw him.
Yeah, he texted you.
And he texted you, and you shut the phone, the room light off. Did you see him outside?
Like a creeper. What a creepy thing to do.
Did you know it was him, though?
Was Aaron inside the room with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was creepy.
All right, that's it. I'm going to Aaron's work right now.
Well,
we're having a chat. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, bud, that's not what you need to do.
Thanks a lot. I don't.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
You did this. This is your fault.
Not really. No, I was going to handle it my own way.
Oh, you were just going to continue cheating. That's what you were going
to
do.
So you might want to call Aaron and tell him that Connor's on his way to see him.
Great. Yep, will do.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You're a hero. You're an absolute hero right now, Roy, to the MRL show family who is coming back from that War of the Roses. If you just jumped in the car, Carson caught Brittany messing around with his best friend. Carson crept around the house one night when she didn't answer his text, went to her window, heard voices, the light immediately went off. And he said, I thought it was nice of Carson. He said, I respect the mom and I know the neighbors in that neighborhood and I wasn't going to cause a scene. So I just left and I called you guys to do War of the Roses.
People are texting in Roy and saying Roy straight called her out on her BS. I love that Roy called her out. What a horrible person.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
I know.
Roy.
I know. Well, You're welcome.
It's not always that we catch Roy at 100% on War of the Roses.
He's usually half listening.
It's usually late in the afternoon when we're recording these with someone.
We got to come back in during my nap time to do these stupid things. I'm never paying attention.
We're right wiping drool off his face.
Something happened that caught his ear on this one, and we're so happy that you're a part of it.
I hate it. I know. I hate it when people are so blamey of the other person, and it's like, no, like you can't do that. You can't go out and dabble with the other people, and then when you figure it out, then cancel the break up. That's not how this works.
Can you guys give us a shout if this is going to be a creepy question, but if you have a story, even if it's one person with a story, we can all listen to it. Did you ever catch someone looking in the window?
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do?
I don't know. What would you do? Do you close the window? Do you call the cops?
I've caught people walking around my property before, and I went outside. No, it was broad daylight.
You went outside?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Can I help you?
Fearless. Fearless, Loren. Confrontation.
I wouldn't have done that at night.
Yeah.
By the way,
unarmed.
I think this whole question comes with bonus points if you knew the person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you caught an ex creeping around your place.
Oh my gosh.
704
the wrath.
704-570-9595. Did you catch an ex, or at this point anyone, creeping around your house looking in your window? Now Carson did it. Does anybody blame Carson for doing that? She didn't respond to him. He turned out to be right.
I don't ever think it's a good idea. I mean, I've been with a friend who's done a similar type of stakeout.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that we're talking this out, I'm a backpedal on my previous statement a little because I think maybe I've done this.
Yeah, of course you have. That doesn't surprise me a bit.
I'm just going to backpedal a little bit.
With who? Was this with that girl when you slept in the dugout?
No, but that's another time. No.
But you stayed back on that one. Go ahead. What happened?
We did a little stakeout too. So I was seeing a dude who said he was going to hang out with his buddy, and I drove by his house afterwards, and his car wasn't there. So then I knew where his ex-girlfriend lived, so I drove by her house, and his truck was there. So me and two of my friends parked down the street, and I called him and told him to come over to see if he would come out of the house. And he came out of the house and kissed her in front of his truck. And then they got in the truck together.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You did a live War of the Roses.
And you know, I went up and knocked on that window and caught them in the throes.
Oh,
sure
really?
Did.
Wait, but hang on. He came out and
he came out of her house.
Yeah.
They made out at the truck. Then they got in the truck together. I guess he was going to leave at that point, but then they got caught up in the moment.
He talked her into coming, or she talked him coming in back into the house.
No, they didn't go back into the house.
They went into the truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In broad daylight?
No, this was a night.
Oh.
We have questions.
Mm-hmm, but you know me.
Were they in a no parking zone? Were they in front of a fire hydrant, Loren?
No.
We need to know the details.
Let's bring in Jerry from Gastonia. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Did you ever look inside a window, or was someone outside your window?
Well, real quick, I want to say I love y'all, and that War of the Roses was awesome. But
thanks, man.
I actually woke up. At like 3 or 4 in the morning, bounty hunters were looking through my window, looking for the woman who used to live in my house.
A bounty hunter?
Oh my gosh.
Like 4 of them, and I was like, what in the world? So I answered the door with my gun. I was like,
yeah.
You know, what the hell do you want? They were like, oh, we're looking for this lady. I was like, she don't live here no more.
How were you woken up, though? Were they knocking?
Like, I was watching flashlights looking through my window.
Oh,
and when I looked
at
my window, what the hell?
And you know, like, when you said she don't live here no more, the bounty hunter's like, yeah, right. Uh-huh. She's inside.
Yeah, I was like, you mind if we search her property? I was like, no, the cops actually shot that woman like 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. In her own home.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did she get that house for a good price?
Not my house. It was another house they actually caught her at.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd the bounty hunter not know that?
I have no idea. She actually had this woman living with her, and she got into a fight.
That's
she called
right.
the cops to have them remove her.
Okay, you don't need to go into all the details, Jerry. I appreciate
I'm more
it.
I'm shocked by the.
But I mean, that's why she hasn't paid back her bond.
Yeah,
she's not around anymore. Thanks, Jerry.
Buddy, I don't think you're getting that payment.
Oh, man.
Unless you a ghost hunter.
This is crazy. By the way, Roy, I feel like a lot of the people calling in aren't the ones that were doing the peeping. They're going to call in and admit that someone was peeping on them, right?
Probably. I'd say so.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, go ahead, Anonymous. I was looking at my girlfriend the other night.
Hey, but how awesome would that be? Please call the show. I want to hear from you. This is Logan in Gastonia. Hey, Logan.
Hi, guys. Clearly, Gastonia is super fun, right? Because I'm not about to add anything bright and cheery to this story.
I love Logan.
So, years and years ago, I had just got out of college. I had an ex who the breakup was not very reciprocated on his end.
Okay.
So, first off, he stole my car out of my backyard. So, anyways, let's fast forward some. I wake up one night to, like, this noise outside of my window, and I think, like, I'm a four-year-old at heart, right? So it's this tree brushing against the window. No, trees don't open windows. So, like, the window starts, like, opening a little bit. And me being an idiot, I decide that the one time in life I'm going to be brave, I, like, go diving out of this window, like, waist up, like, flailing my arms at whoever it is. And it's, lo and behold, it's my ex. And just decided he was going to break into my house
at,
three in the morning. Like,
do you have a restraining order now?
Actually, this is probably not going to go over very well because I don't know if he listens to the show or not. So how about this? If you guys don't hear from me in a couple weeks, just, like, show up to my funeral, tell everybody
I was fine. Oh, my gosh.
No. No.
This was years and years and years ago.
Okay,
but
good.
Like, it was the creepiest thing I think has ever happened in a breakup process.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Logan. You asked for it. You got it.
Really?
Molly and Charlotte's going to tell us about the time she was the creeper in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We were talking about Due to the War of the Roses, where Carson kind of creeped around through a window to see if his girlfriend Brittany was cheating. We wanted to know who was outside your window. And I don't know. I thought it'd be kind of a stretch to hear the creeper to see why would you be looking through someone's window? And we actually got someone. Let's bring in Molly and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. You looked through someone's window?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was the one being creepy.
Okay. Well, let's see if Lorraine agrees with your creepiness or not. Go ahead.
So I lived in the mountains, and my boyfriend lived in Concord at the time, and he usually came to see me on the weekends, and it just so happened that he was too busy to see me, and I thought it was sketchy, so I drove 2 hours out to Concord to check it out, and...
Oh, no, your phone is breaking up.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Yes.
I was saying that, He usually had come out to see me on the weekend.
Right. And then so what did you do? We heard that part.
Oh, okay. So what I did was I drove out 2 hours to Concord. It was pretty late. It was like 9-10 o'clock at night. And I actually caught him sitting inside of his vehicle with another girl. And her car wasn't there. So you could tell that he had obviously... went to pick her up and gave her some drinks. So they were sitting in his car drinking. So I actually caught him.
Mm.
So you peeked through his car window?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't really. He kind of lived, like, in the back. It was kind of, like, in the cut.
Uh-huh.
So I had to walk pretty far to get to his vehicle.
Yeah.
That's kind of why it reminded me of what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, creeping through people's backyards and... Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Molly. Justified. Lorraine?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Molly, you're cleared by
I'm
Lorraine.
Molly. We just got a text message.
All right, have a great day.
That said, I had an ex that was completely obsessed with me. He applied and got into the same college I was attending. One night, I was in my bedroom at school. I had three roommates, and he was calling, and I didn't answer. The next thing I knew, he was tapping on my window.
Oh, good gosh, that's
so
a scary
creepy.
Movie.
We got a text message from someone who said that they would rather have an alien show up at their window than their ex. They'd
true
be
life.
Safer going into a spaceship.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
You're sleeping. You're like, what's that? Who's in my house? It's a ghost. Oh, thank God. I thought you were my ex.
I'll take it. Haunt me.
That's yes. Right.
Kathy Lee Gifford, she is saying goodbye to NBC on April 5th. And it seems like she is already picking up new projects. Like, life goes on afterwards, I guess. She's moving to Nashville, and she already has some scripts that are on the table for her. She's going to be working with Christian faith-based Hallmark movies, and she's writing her own shows as well.
And how was it?
What was that?
I think something good.
Somebody being mad that she's going to do some work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, he had an unwanted guest in his hotel room. You know, we were just talking about creepers. He was in Laguna Beach, and when a woman banged, barged into his door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The woman was drunk and roaming around the hallways, and that prompted security to take off and escort her off the property. She somehow managed to get back in and ended up in Justin's room. Security caught up with the woman and held her there until police arrived. She's being booked for trespassing.
Shall we shag now or shall we shag later?
And Matt LeBlanc.
That was my Austin Powers part of the sound. Yeah. Sound. Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc says that he ran into Sharon Osbourne after the Golden Globes in 2012. And he's such a big fan of Ozzy. When he told her, she invited him back and said this.
I run into Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, my God, such a big fan of your husband's. Sure. He is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what she says to me with a completely straight face. She didn't take any time. Like, immediately she goes, oh, that's great. Maybe after this, you come back to the house and we'll have a threesome.
Never missed a beat.
She is awesome. I got to interview her years ago when I was working in California. And I said, hey, you know, Ozzy, everything's good on that front. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, she was offended. I was like, well, you know, he's older now. She goes, I assure you, honey, everything works. And she goes, and what about you? I was like, everything works for me. She's like, I don't believe that. And she was a really great interview. Like, yeah. A lot of fun, you know?
And I mean this with peace and love, but as much as I can't understand Ozzy, Sharon has enough personality for the both of them.
That's true.
I've done a lot worse than jump up Pearson, like throw a television out the window a few months ago.
What did he say there?
He said he jumped up and threw a television out the window.
Yeah, but what did he say before that? I've done a lot worse than doing what?
I don't know. Jack probably threw a television out the window in that episode. He's telling Jack he's not destructive enough.
Okay. That's good parenting. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
I need Aussie translation. Okay, I found these for baby Cash, and I think they are so adorable. They're called Cub Coats, and they're stuffed animals, kind of like Popples. Do you guys remember Popples? Roy, you're probably too young. Manny, you remember Popples.
I do.
Where you can turn them inside out, and they become a jacket for your kids that have little ears on them. They're so adorable. I love them, and we'll have them up for you at kiss951.com.
Cool. Thank you, Lauren. Up next, we're going to talk about a guy who had some pretty interesting things on his Tinder bio when it came to what and who he was looking for. So if you're on Tinder and you want to hear someone who's very picky, make sure you're listening in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, when you guys were dating, because we're all...
Roy and I?
Yeah, not you two together.
Oh, I didn't think I was saying,
we all have significant others in this room. But
we never brought that to the air. But go on.
When we were all dating other people... Did you ever have a deal breaker that you were like, I can't get past this?
Oh, I don't think I could date a smoker.
A smoker?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker for me.
I get, if you have a deal breaker, call us and tell us what it is, 704-570-9595. But our Midday Bay, Cameron, her deal breakers, the guy has to be tall because she's tall.
Right.
So she looks for taller guys. But I found an article, and this guy, I don't even have nice words to describe, but he put out a photo of himself, not with his face in it, topless, and it's a selfie in the mirror. He also posted with that, his deal breakers and standards when it comes to dating.
Are they ridiculous?
Ridiculous. Must be fit and tone and go to the gym at least 2 times a week.
Oh, boy.
Must not be taller than 5'6 and no less than 5'2 in height. Must be available all times.
What? Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Like whenever, like at any second of the cold, day. Right.
Oh,
must be able to cook and clean. A non-smoker, non-alcohol, non-drug user. That's not a lot to ask, though.
No, no fun to me.
Must have alcohol. A steady income of at least $70,000 or greater.
I'm out.
This guy trying to marry into the royal family? I mean,
seriously.
The queen mummy has less rules.
Must not approach other men, drink, smoke, or do drugs, and no clubbing or quote-unquote girls' nights.
What? So this person wants the significant other to literally just sit in the room with them at all times.
Who is this tight one?
It's Christian Grey, clearly. I mean,
you can't go out with your friends?
I couldn't get past this.
In my relationship, we're trying to leave each other to go make friends.
We're getting some text messages. 980 just texted in and said, my deal breaker is I wouldn't date a guy who had a baby mama.
Well.
Bad okay. breath, a smoker.
Yeah,
I dated a smoker. As gross as it was, like, she didn't smoke around me. She smoked, like outside and stuff, and then would like
smell it.
Have to wash her mouth and stuff like that. Brush her teeth, and it wasn't too bad. But I don't know, she was very good looking, so I sacrificed. I did.
That wasn't a deal breaker for you then.
No,
but then the clothes, and you know,
I don't know. It didn't bother me too much.
And then would she, with the type of smoker that smoked with the windows up?
I saw an old lady the other day doing that. She was in a big old Cadillac. She was in a big old Cadillac going down Ray Road, you guys, in South Charlotte, and I knew it was trouble. Left lane, going 30 and a 45, and I pass her, and I look. Hand, like, right-hand cigarette, windows closed.
Windows closed, man.
Hold on a second. I think we have her here. Was that you? Were you smoking?
Yeah. Sounds like her.
But we're getting some more text messages. I couldn't date a mama's boy.
Well, call us. We want to talk to you about your deal breakers. 704-570-9595. Because you say you don't want to date a mama's boy, but like, what if he has A, B, and C checked off on the box, but D is that?
Depends on how big of a mama's boy he is.
It depends on how big.
I think I'm the right amount of mama's boy.
Yeah, because I think mama's boy, as long as you're not like massive mama's boy, I can never date a true mama's boy. But I think it's sweet if you're slightly a mama's boy.
I mean, that's a different conversation, but being caring about your mom and then being a mama's boy where you're like, I got to check with mom, see if I can go out with you guys. All right, 704-570-9595. What's your deal breakers? And I want to hear this list again from him. We'll do it in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If you missed the brilliance of Roy Brown early this morning, just after 6, we're going to tell you, last night's Powerball numbers came out, and Roy hit the numbers for the $700 million Powerball. He hit numbers. We're super excited for him. We're going to talk about it after 9.
I'm buying lunch, y'all.
We got to talk about how we're going to move forward in the future here.
Clearly, okay. Because I picked my own number, so clearly I'm special.
Yep. Yeah. But, Loren, you threw a question out there.
Yeah, I wanted to know what your dating deal breakers are, because I found this article of a guy who posted online his ridiculous demands. He's calling them standards, but they sound like demands to me. He says that the person he dates must be fit and toned and go to the gym twice a week, must be no taller than 5'6 and no less than 5'2. Devote as much time to him as humanly possible and have an income of at least $70,000.
Jeez.
No girls' nights and no approaching other men are his must-nots.
I mean, is it too hard to ask someone you're dating to not approach other men? I mean, that one I can get down with, or not to approach other women.
But no,
you can approach other people.
Yeah.
Just because you approach another guy doesn't mean you're going to sleep with him.
By the way, it says no club nights or quote-unquote girls' nights either.
I mean, this dude should just become a priest.
A priest? He sounds like Christian Grey.
Yeah, you think he needs to be locked up. I don't like him.
Yeah?
I don't trust him.
No, you're not a fan.
Not a fan.
We are getting some text messages, though. Somebody just texted in and says, I can't date someone who doesn't know how to dance.
Ah. 704-570-9595. Ladies, guys, too, what's your deal breaker?
Lee in Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What are you doing, Lee? Who are you talking to?
I actually just picked up some coffee and a bagel for breakfast.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Well, thanks for holding on through all that. What do you got? What's your deal breaker?
They cannot wear flip-flops.
They can't wear flip-flops?
Oh, boy.
So I'm born and raised from Long Island, and that's just something you don't see up there. And I personally don't wear flip-flops. I don't like my own feet, so I don't want to see your feet either.
What do you wear in the summer?
Converse, or sneakers.
Interesting.
What you would hate being in here, because Roy wears stinky flip-flops
and
all
huge.
Summer.
They're the size of skateboards because you got big feet.
I'm about to say, the only reason why they're big is because I have big feet. It's not like big feet.
Hey, Lee, what don't you like about your feet?
It's not that I don't like my own feet. I work with children, and I just see there's so many germs that you get on your shoes and your feet, and if you don't have something protecting your feet, what are you stepping in throughout the day?
Yeah, feet are kind of gross.
No, I have bad news. I walked barefoot at Carolyn, so I don't know how many germs I picked up.
Into the bathroom.
I did.
Barefoot, no socks or anything.
Barefoot from in Harmony Hall at Carolyn's into the bathroom.
Totally judging you right now.
What?
And you were judging me yesterday for using my husband's toothbrush. Get out of here.
That's right. We're doing two gross things back to back at the same time. That's a no-no on the MRL show.
Hello, someone from Concord. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing really well. What's your name?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. So, tell us what your deal breaker is.
I cannot date anybody that's younger than me. It kind of started in high school, and it was probably the person that I've dated that was closest in age to me, and it was 4 years, and ever since, as I get older, it's just like the age difference just grows. I'm sure it comes from some family issues, daddy issues when I was younger. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Lorraine's down with that. Lorraine's married to an older man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't love dating.
My family, they kind of pick on me from that movie, Dirty Grandpa, the girl that's in college and she's dating the really old guy. And they always laugh and they're like, that's going to be you.
That's okay, Laura. You have a type. You want to date someone who's older. Much, much older. Thanks, Laura.
Oh, she wanted to date someone much, much older?
No, she's just saying that her family's having fun
poking
with her.
Fun at
but her. What about you guys? Ever date somebody younger?
I dated someone who was 1 year younger than me, and I felt like I was babysitting
really?
Him.
Really? Just by 1 year?
Mm-hmm. He was real. But girls, I feel like, mature so much faster than men do.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And we came to the conclusion that dating a younger woman is okay. It was your friend who went out with a guy who was 24.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Nope. What about you? You ever date somebody younger?
I mean, Sterling's younger by a couple of months, but no.
Whoa.
Watch out.
Rock the cradle. I dated younger. I'm married younger. I'm married 10 years younger. And she's Amanda is way more in control of her life than I am at her age. Yeah.
We just got a text message that says, my deal breaker is no white flip-flops, no white watches, no white sunglasses. That's a hard no.
Yeah,
also,
that was
bad
a thing.
Teeth.
That was like a 2010 thing, right? All the white thing?
I don't know, but that's so specific.
Good morning, Crystal in Indian Land.
Hi there.
Your deal breaker is totally interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, so I cannot date someone that's a doctor.
A doctor? Why not?
As I hear a
siren. And part of that is because I work at the hospital as a security officer, and you see stuff on those cameras, even the married ones.
Oh, so is
really?
It?
Really?
Okay, hang on, Crystal. Yeah. Is it like Grey's Anatomy? Are doctors hooking up?
Oh.
She can't say.
But. I mean, the
touch
Grey's Anatomy.
He's not saying either.
touch a number on your phone. Make a beep. Oh, yeah. Woo, it's right. Getting hot at the hospital.
We're going to communicate back. Okay. Communication received. Thanks, Crystal.
I've always wondered if that's really the case.
I think it happens everywhere, man.
I don't think people are hooking up here.
Really?
Yeah, do you think so?
Bro, you're
really?
So out of the circles.
I am. I'm not in any... the only clique I am in this building is with you two. Outside that, I don't know what goes on here.
There's two big higher-ups that are gone within the last year and a half or so that we're hooking up, remember?
I think that there's people hooking up in every office, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we got that email that said, hey, sign this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That relationship disclosure.
Yeah. Relationship disclosure.
I put Manny's down just for giggles.
Well, with the tension that you and I have, you never know when it's gonna come into effect. We got to talk about Roy. Roy did something amazing, y'all. Last night, the Powerball lottery numbers were announced. There's one winner. Is it Roy? We'll tell you coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, I thought I was a genius about 5 minutes ago, and then now I don't feel like a genius anymore.
See, I felt like you were a genius at 6 a.m. this morning when we talked about the one lone winner in the Powerball came from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
$700 million. It's the fourth largest Powerball jackpot. And the lump sum, the one winner will take home, is the $450 million, $460 million.
Right.
So earlier on the show, right when we started a little after 6, I said to Roy and Loren, before I gave the winning numbers, I said, pick your numbers. Let's see how close you can get.
I didn't get one right.
Loren wasn't even in the same state.
No.
Roy, however, I felt like you were looking at the numbers because you got so close. And I feel like you... If you played, you would have won some good money.
I know, but I that's not true. That's not true. So, and by the way, I wasn't looking at the numbers. We had Loren come inspect my computer. I didn't have the numbers.
Give us the winning numbers, then give us the numbers that you picked.
The winning numbers were 16, 20, 37, 44, 62, and the Powerball was 12. I picked 16, so I matched one.
Mm-hmm.
28, that's not a match.
Close.
37, which is a match. 4, which it's not a match, but there was 44.
Yeah.
And then 2, which that's not a match, but there was 62.
And you got one number.
One number out of the two. And then I picked the Powerball of 12.
And that was the number.
I picked Powerball 12. So I had 16, 37, and the Powerball.
So two numbers in the Powerball. Yeah. Which you'd win something with that.
Right. I would think just getting the power number alone, the Powerball number is... big winnings.
It's not.
What?
Evidently, one out of 38 people get just the Powerball number, which is $4.
Mm.
And you want to know what my winnings would have been?
Yeah. $100.
Nope.
More than that.
No, I thought it'd be more than that. $7.
What?
$7 for bucks. Two and the Powerball?
I thought I was a flipping genius earlier.
I did too.
I thought like I was the luckiest man in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently, according to their science, one in 700 people get two in the Powerball, and so it's only $7 that you win.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. And you had a really good show today, too, because you thought you were... We started at 6:05 with you being a genius.
And we upped my number on Aaron's feelings board. So I want my number back down. Put me at a freaking 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
From a 6 to a 3, Roy.
I'm so upset. By the way, I love that our producer's actually changing the feelings board number.
A lot of people that listen right now might not know that we start the show with a millennial feelings board.
Uh-huh. And we say millennial because...
Aaron's 19 years old, our digital producer.
Which is technically not a millennial.
He's a Z.
Yeah, you're younger than a millennial. That's right.
Yeah.
But Roy, I thought for sure you would have won more money.
No, I did too. I thought that I would have hit at least, maybe a couple thousand.
Sorry, buddy. Well, doesn't that make you feel better anyway? Because you really didn't play. You just picked those numbers. Because if you would have won,
I could have used the $7. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if you would have just thrown that out there.
That's dinner at Chili's.
You won $1,000. You only won $7.
That's an appetizer at the Manchester.
Right. Happy hour, $5. Mm-hmm. I could have used it. Now you're right though. If it was like 50 grand, I would have been so mad.
I bet you didn't play.
I would have been so mad. I think I'd leave.
I don't know. I thought it was cool that you guessed those numbers right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe we should pay you.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
Hey, we want to invite everyone who is in the Belmont area, McAdenville, maybe you could come out tonight. The MRL show is going to be hosting the Style Up Belmont Fashion Show. Show participants up there are going to be putting on a fashion show. Different boutiques are going to be putting on a fashion show, and we're going to be hosting it. It's an event, and it's going to be a great night out for all ages. Doors open at 6:30, and it's all happening at for, by the way, it's all happening for a great cause. Lauren, do you have that cause?
I do. It's Eagle Wings Ministry, which is a nonprofit volunteer run organization that helps girls that are fallen to sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great organization. There's about six different boutiques that are going to be part of the fashion show. And the show begins at 7. Doors at 6:30.
Yeah. And it's going to be at 10 Catawba in Belmont. So, Belmont, we're coming up tonight. We can't wait to hang out with you guys.
My name is Zanie Roy and Lorette. It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.